今天分享的歌曲叫做 Supermarket Flowers， 超市里的鲜花，来自于黄老板 Ed Sheeran。 欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语。分享一下歌曲背后的故事，黄老板还在外面旅行的时候呢，祖母突然病重，于是他赶紧飞回了英国，在家里买了一个录音室，因为在录歌的同时呢，他可以每天去看望姥姥。有一天正在录歌的时候传来噩耗，黄老板一下变得手足无措。定神后，他对堂兄说道，写一首歌才是表达感情的最好方式，于是这首 Supermarket Flowers 就应运而生。下面一起来听一下这首歌，希望你能够听懂歌词。
I took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill Threw the day old tea from the cup Packed up the photo album Matthew had made Memories of a life that's been lovedTook the get well soon cars and stuffed animals Poured the old ginger beer down the sink Dad always told me don't you cry when you're down But mum there's a tear every time that I blink Oh I'm in pieces it's tearing me up But I knowThat's broke is a heart that's been loved So I'll sing hallelujah You were an angel in the shape of my mum When I fell down you'd be there holding me up Spread your wings as you go And when God takes you back He'll say hallelujah you're homeFluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek And wiped a tear from the side of my face Now I hope that I see the world as you did Cause I know a life withIs a life that's been lived So I'll sing hallelujah You were an angel in the shape of my mum When I fell down you'd be there holding me up Spread your wings as you go And when God takes you back He'll say hallelujah you're homeTo see the person I have become Spread your wings and I know That when God took you back He said hallelujah, you're home
好了，音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 微英语，在公众号后台回复超市玫瑰来查看这期节目的完整内容。好了，一起来看一下歌词中的英语。
Threw the day old tea from the cup
Poured the old ginger beer down the sink Dad always told me, don't cry when you're down But mom, there's a tear every time that I blink 将没有喝完的姜汁啤酒倒入水槽爸爸过去总说即使滴落也别掉下眼泪但是妈妈 我每次一眨眼都会有夺眶的泪珠落下。看这歌词就能体会到真情实意，对不对？那当我们眼泪止不住的往下流呢，有一个比较好的动词叫做 pour down， 向下倾注，流下 pour down。像泪水啊，汗珠啊，我们都可以用到这个词留下来。He was so worried that the sweat began to pour down his face. 他很着急，汗水沿着他的面颊直淌下来。He was so worried that sweat began to pour down his face. 好，第二个例句。The rain is pouring down. 雨倾泻如注。看下一个单词 ,ginger.G-I-N-G-E-R Ginger， 它的本身是姜的意思。在歌词中的 Ginger Beer 指的是姜汁啤酒，那这个词呢还可以表示精力、活力。比如说 The football team needs a bit more ginger in it， 这就不是说这支足球队需要一些姜来注入，其实呢是说这支足球队需要一些活力 Ginger。 The football team needs a bit more ginger in it。好，接下来这个单词是 blink， B-L-I-N-K， blink， 它做名词和动词都可以，可以表示眨眼或者是闪烁。那如果我们说 blink at， 可以表示对什么表示惊讶。比如说 he didn't blink at the idea of leaving his home and going far away， 他对于要离家远去并不觉得惊讶。 He didn't blink at the idea of leaving his home and going far awayBlink away 呢，这个短语表示眨眼，以除去什么东西。比如说你眼睛里有灰，你来眨眼，让这个灰去掉落。那我们再来听一个例句 She blinked away her tears， 这句话呢就是说她眨眼睛让这个泪水掉下来。 She blinked away her tears。 回顾一下歌词， Poured the old ginger beer down the sink， 把没有喝完的姜汁啤酒倒入 sink， 倒入这个水槽。 Dad always told me， 爸爸过去总告诉我说， Don't you cry when you're down， 即使你低落也不要流下眼泪。 But mom， 但是妈妈， There's a tear every time that I blink， 每当我一眨眼呢就会有泪水。 Hallelujah， You are an angel in the shape of my momSo I sing hallelujah, you're an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. 所以呢，我轻盈祈祷着哈利路亚，你就是位形神兼似妈妈的天使啊。每当我落入低谷，都有你陪伴守护。这边呢有一个短语叫做 in the shape of, shape 它是外形的意思。那 in the shape of 就是有着什么样的外形。歌词中说 You were an angel in the shape of my mom， 意思就是你呢是一位形神都像妈妈的天使。好，那当我们买生日蛋糕呢，会说什么什么形状的生日蛋糕，对吧？也可以用到这个短语。听个例句， She made him a birthday cake in the shape of a fish， 她给他呢做了一个鱼形的生日蛋糕。 She made him a birthday cake in the shape of a fish。好，下一个短语是 fall down， 表示跌倒、失败。fall down。If you never fall down, you can't learn how to get back up。如果你从来都没有失败的话呢，你就学不会如何重新爬起来。If you never fall down, you can't learn how to get back up。所以呢，我们要勇于承认失败，勇于试错，不要害怕失败。接下来这个短语是 hold up。表示支撑、支持 hold up。 那例句中呢有这个支持的意思。除此之外呢 hold up 还可以表示举出谁谁谁作为批评或者是赞扬的对象。我们来听一个例句哈。 He had always been held up as an example to the younger ones， 他呢总是被树立为弟妹们学习的榜样。这个被树立为什么样的榜样呢，这个词记住了，叫做 be held upAs an example to 某某某人。 He had always been held up as an example to the younger ones， 他呢总是被树立为弟妹们学习的榜样。好，那 hold up 还有一个特殊的意思是抢劫。比如说 robbers held up a bank at gunpoint， 强盗持枪抢劫了一家银行。回顾一下歌词， So I'll sing hallelujah. 所以呢，我会轻轻吟唱着，祈祷着哈利路亚。You are an angel in the shape of my mom. 你就是一位行神杰斯妈妈的天使啊。When I fell down, 每当我跌入低谷 ，You'd be there holding me up. 都有你陪伴守护。God takes you back, you'll say hallelujah, you're home. I fluffed the pillows, made the beds, stacked the chairs up, folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. 我轻抖着枕头铺平了床，将椅子有序地摆放，将你的睡袍叠好，放进箱子。很有画面感，充满着生活的气息。来看一下第一个词，叫做 fluff， F-L-U-F-F， fluff， 它呢做名词表示软毛绒毛，那做动词呢表示使什么变得柔软，或者是抖开什么东西，比如说抖开羽毛。那我们来听一下例句。 The bird fluffed out its feathers in the sun， 那只鸟呢在阳光下抖开羽毛。 The bird fluffed out its feathers in the sun. You got to see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know the wind. 接下来我们要分享的单词是 stack， S-T-A-C-K， stack。 它做动词的话呢，表示堆积或者是堆放。那么有一个短语叫做 stack up， 表示堆积或者是累计加起来。比如说这些数字的总和是多少？ How much do all these figures stack up to?Stack 也可以做名词，表示堆或者是一大堆。有一个短语是 a stack of， 表示一堆一摞。比如说 I have a stack of emails in my inbox， 我的收件箱里有很多电子邮件。那歌词中最后提到的一个单词是 nightgown， 表示睡衣睡袍。我们来看一下这几句歌词的意思。 I fluffed the pillows, made the beds, stacked the chairs up，我轻轻抖着枕头铺平了床，将椅子有序地摆放。Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case， 将你的睡袍叠好放进箱子。It's tearing me up, but I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved。 正在为您播放的节目是听歌学英语，这首歌曲叫做 Supermarket Flowers， 希望你能够喜欢。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢您收听，我们下期见，拜。 When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up.